This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, daylight savings ended last weekend, and I'm reminded each day is this one clock in my house, call it an old-fashioned clock, that I've got changed manually, and I haven't got around to it. But what has changed is it's noticeably darker in the evenings. Now, if you like to exercise at the end of the day, it can be tempting to get home from work and stay there, because I know sometimes that's what I like to do. So before we get into that habit, I thought we'll find out about how we can stick to our fitness goals, even though the evenings are getting darker and colder. Juliana Oliveira is a postdoctoral research fellow, physical activity at the University of Sydney, and she joins me this afternoon. Juliana, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Now, before I ask anything else, do you exercise in the morning or the evening?
I actually exercise during lunchtime on the days I work from home.
Okay.
So although I love being active, I'm a mom of my own child and I have a busy job. So it's to keep active, I think, was the only way that I found to fit exercise into my daily routine.
Well, having a young child is automatically guaranteed to make you active. So I have no doubt that you are always on your feet. Why is it important to continue exercising during the colder months?
So regular exercise is essential for health and preventing chronic conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer. And during the winter, many people experience low energy levels or even struggle to do day-to-day routines. So exercise is not only good for our body, but also helps our mind, especially on colder days. So it can help like alleviate stress, anxiety, depression. So it's really important to keep active during the colder months.
Now, can we be doing a little less exercise? Or maybe the question should be, how much would you say is a good amount of exercise we should be doing?
So for the health benefits, the recommendations are doing 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise every week. So, for example, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week is recommended.
Mm-hmm.
But some physical activity is better than nothing.
Yeah.
And more physical activity you do, the better health outcomes.
Now, we often hear, I mean, you just mentioned the word moderate. Does that mean we need to sort of like, if we're tracking our pulse or heart rate, we should try getting it at a certain level where we feel a little bit kind of out of breath or we're feeling a little bit sort of like we're straining ourselves more than usual? Is that a good way of judging what moderate could be?
Yeah, so I think a simple way to tell if you are doing a moderate intensity exercise is using the TORQ test. So when you're exercising at moderate intensity, you should be able to comfortably talk to others but not sing. So you take a little more effort than usual, but you should be able to carry on a conversation. So this is moderate. But if you like struggle to say more than a few words without gasping for breath, then you're exercising at vigorous intensity. So it's very like it's better to do a talk test because some people cannot track their heart rating. So it's certainly an easy way to say.
So it's the TORQ test. It's an unusual one. I've not heard it before, but I think it does make sense if you think about it. If you're with somebody and you're finding it really hard to sort of talk much, then obviously you're going beyond moderate, which could be fine because maybe you're training for something that you need to sort of get yourself out of that moderate level to a higher level of exercising, but aim to hopefully be able to sort of say a few words without finding it difficult is a good way of sort of judging you're doing a moderate level of exercise.
Yeah, especially when you're walking, for example, if you choose walking as a type of exercise, if you do a little bit like more intense, so you can tell if you're doing like kind of moderate vigorous exercises in this TORQ test.
All right. Now, Juliana, this is the thing that I'm finding now with me. I get home, it's really warm inside, cold outside, it's grey. I've got the best of intentions, but then I snuggle up with my dog, Archie, and that's it, we're in for the night. What can we do to get us out of that kind of pattern where if you can't exercise like you do during the day, or you're not running around because you've not got a young child to look after, what can we do? What do you suggest we do once we get home and we're getting that point of view? We just want to just stay in and just stay warm.
Well, we all have this internal dialogue. I should go for a walk. I should go to the gym. But then you'd say like, oh, no, not now. I don't feel like it. I'll do it after. So then you can tell yourself, I'll feel better afterwards, you know. No amount is too small. It's an investment on myself. So one way to keep you motivated is plan a reward for doing it. So take Archie for a walk,
yep,
and give yourself like a little treat after that. Some research showed that incentives can increase motivation. So maybe plan a reward for yourself and take Archie for a walk. Even for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, anything is better than nothing, as I said.
See, I think for me, what I find hard, and I'm talking to my friends, we all do that where we sort of got that internal monologue going in our head and we try to justify why we should go out. But I realize that once I'm out, let's say I'm with Archie walking him, mm-hmm, or out doing any exercise, within a few minutes, I'm saying to myself, why was I going through that 5 or 10 minutes debate in my head? And because I'm enjoying it now, because I'm out there, you know, getting a bit of fresh air, just disconnecting from the day I've had, and then all of a sudden realize I could have spent 5 minutes exercising rather than 5 minutes of seeing this place where I'm just talking to myself, going, no, I don't want to do it. Yes, I should do it. So it's just a matter of making that, it's that thing where you just want to, as soon as you just can get out of the door, if you have to head outside to exercise, then you're fine.
Yeah, exactly. I can guarantee many people don't feel like exercising when it's cold, days when it's raining. We just need to think, I'll feel better afterwards, you know, and it's going to be good for me. It's an investment on my health. So yeah, have this dialogue, internal dialogue is important.
We're chatting with Juliana Oliveira, postdoctoral research fellow at physical activity at the University of Melbourne, about tips to keep you sticking to your fitness goals as we head into winter. So that we don't get disappointed, Juliana, what are some of the setbacks we could encounter? And is that okay? Should we just say it's too hard and eat that container of ice cream sometimes and just don't be so hard on ourselves?
Yeah. So when you begin like your fitness journey, it's really important to understand what motivates you, what the barriers to exercise. So it's like, think about why you're doing it, what really motivates you, why it's important for you, what would be different if you made changes. So this big picture, and also working on the barriers. So what stops you from being active? So is it the cost or busy schedule or just don't feel like doing, or you didn't find something that it's enjoyable? So don't feel guilty if you can do it today. Not everyone is motivated every day, especially in the colder days. Start small. Try to find something that works for you and you enjoy. Could help you too. Just keep doing.
No, I love that. I love that sort of the internal monologue, an ability to sort of just start small, something that's tangible, because I know sometimes we aim high and we're going to sort of say, okay, I'm going to sort of do like a 45-minute hard workout 3 times a week. And sometimes that's good, but it's not achievable and sustainable. So I like that. Now, the other thing that people use is a lot of personal trainers. They're not cheap. Should we get somebody to help us out if we're finding it hard to keep that sort of level of activity going as we get into the colder months?
Yeah, so some people need this extra support. And if you are this type of person, consider signing up for, we have health coaching sessions. So lots of people think that health coaches are personal trainers, but actually not. They are like trained in behavior change and they use techniques to understand what motivates you to exercise or doing like life better, life choices, and why you are not doing exercise, what prevents you to exercise. So the government has free available health coaching programs. So if people need this type of support, they can join these programs in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland and South Australia. So they are free of charge. And they also, in our research, use a lot of health coaching in our intervention, and people really enjoy this type of support. Whoa. It's something that you could consider.
Okay, I like that. I've not heard that before. So health coaching, just simply search for it on your web search page and hopefully you'll find opportunities there that aren't going to cost you anything but will offer you motivation and advice of how you can sort of sustain a level of activity as we get into the colder months.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Now, before I let you go, any other key tips that you want to share with us to help us stick to our goals of keeping fit?
Well, I think the main message is to start small.
Yep.
Set specific and realistic goals is really important. Sometimes we want to do something like, I want to run 10Ks next month. It's not realistic.
Yeah,
and then you cannot do it and then you feel less motivated. So set specific and realistic goals. Find something that you enjoy. It's very, very good. And remember, anything is better than nothing. The more exercise you do, the better. But if it's okay if you don't exercise today, just try again tomorrow. So that's the main message.
I love it, Juliana. I think they're all easy to take away tips that we all can use. And believe you me, I will be using them for the next few months. So thank you so much, Juliana, for joining us on Joy Drive.
No worries. Thank you for inviting me.
That's Juliana Oliveira. She's a postdoctoral research fellow at Physical Activity Department at the University of Sydney.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.